I dug back in the archive, and this is the first dime story that I ever read. I've fiddled with it a little bit. It's gone through several iterations since then. But it was in November of 2008, so it's 10 years ago. You ready? Be a Secretary by Liz Zurcher. I never knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. As a little girl in the 50s, I explored my creativity. I performed modern dance routines in our basement rec room, leaping and twirling with abandon. I drew floor plans of imaginary houses and designed dresses on a pad of paper with my crayons. I played piano and sang in the school chorus. A goody two-shoes daughter, I did well in school and obeyed my parents. I thought my father was the smartest, most handsome man in the world, and I wanted to marry someone just like him. In 1966, when I graduated from college, a girl found her future husband at college and followed his dreams. For those of us who didn't meet Mr. Wright, the acceptable choices were limited. You became a teacher or a nurse or a secretary. I had a degree in English composition, so I thought I'd be a writer. That's not a job, my father said, that's a hobby. As a corporate executive, he thought business was the way to go. The only way for you to get into the business world, Elizabeth, is to be a secretary, he said. He always called me Elizabeth when he was being serious. I paid close attention. Okay, Daddy, I said. Since I didn't know how to be a secretary, take shorthand or type without looking at the keys, I signed up for secretarial school. After learning to type at blazing speeds and take so-so dictation, I landed a job as a secretary for the New Yorker magazine's Chicago advertising sales office, where I corrected my boss's writing and made him look good. I moved to California and had a string of secretarial jobs until I got married, always doing someone else's writing, my own creative instincts long neglected, always relegated to the someday category. While I knew the choice had ultimately been mine, I always felt like I could have done so much more with my writing talents if my father hadn't said, be a secretary. I resented my father's advice for years. Even with a full life as a wife, mother, and business owner, I still hated that I hadn't become the writer I wanted to be. Years later, my father was visiting and we were all out for dinner, my father and I, my husband, and my two teenage boys. We were talking about my life path and about all those years as a secretary. Then my father said, I never understood that. We spent all that money to send you to college and all you did was become a secretary. My jaw dropped. But you told me to do it, I said. I did, he said. I couldn't believe it. All these years, for different reasons, we had both resented my decision to be a secretary. Both of us were disappointed in my choice. But I looked at my husband, whom I'd met while I worked as a secretary, and I looked at my boys, my most cherished creations, and realized I didn't regret my decision after all. And I could still be a writer when I grew up. If I wanted to, the choice was mine.